What's up, Pats fans? I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. New Year's now just days away, and we have a lot to celebrate from this year, including an unbelievable season from the Pats. It's not done yet. We have one more game. Welcome in our New Year's special at Totally Patriots. It all starts right now.
The countdown to New Year's is on, and so is the end of the regular season, as the Pats get ready to take on the Dolphins at home for their last game in 2012. But first, we're bringing out the best and taking a look back at all the greatest moments this season.
I sit in my room and watch SpongeBob, so it really don't matter.
And then with a two-step.
Plus, it wouldn't be an all-star performance if we didn't bust out the top moments of Tilted. No holding back now. Let's bring in the new year right with the best of Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. I'm your host, Romeo, alongside with Shauna here in our Totally Patriots year-end studio. We had this fireplace put in just for today's show. It is nice and cozy, though, isn't it?
It's nice, yeah.
So only a couple more days to go for 2012. Shauna, I think we should look back at some of our favorite moments, our best ofs from the season.
Oh, there's been so many great moments. I mean, Pats chat alone, it's been so cool, Romeo, getting to know some of those Pats players on such a different level.
Yeah.
I mean, who knew Justin Francis could dance like that?
Saturday Night Fever. I mean,
he's
got
great.
The moves.
Or Julian Edelman. I didn't know he was such a particular eater. Right. I mean, everything. His meals were so planned out. And even Chandler Jones. I mean, growing up in a house full of all those athletic boys, that must have been crazy.
Can't even imagine.
There's been too many moments. But let's just roll the tape.
What was it like to score your first touchdown?
It was unbelievable. Catching a touchdown pass, you know, your first year in the NFL from Tom Brady against the Colts on Sunday Night Football. You know, I remember it like it's yesterday. It was unreal, and, you know, it's going to be up there as one of the, you know, finest memories I've ever had.
If you weren't playing sports, what would you want to do with your life?
If I wasn't playing sports, I'd probably, well, my parents were police officers. My best friend growing up is a police officer. Actually, when I was about to come to the San Diego Chargers, I took the test to become a police officer. So I'd probably be a police officer in New York City, and, it'd be fun. I'd be probably partners with my best friend that I grew up with, and we'd be running around making sure that everyone was safe.
You were friends with Steve Belichick in college.
Right.
What's it like to have him on the coaching staff now?
It's kind of funny, being that we were friends in college and then coming here. You know, we're still real close, and, I respect him as a friend, but I also respect him as a coach. You know, he stays on top of me, you know, pulls me to the side, tells me what I need to work on and what I could do maybe the next play or whatever the case may be. So he's always been a good friend, and now he's being a good coach to me as well. So it's a pretty good thing.
Who's your celebrity crush? Like, who do you think's, like, hot?
I actually think Beyonce is real hot.
If you could tell your high school self one anything, what would it be?
Oh man, that's deep. I would just stay on the course that you're on now. Everything kind of worked out for me so far, so I'll just keep doing what you're doing.
Do you speak any foreign languages?
Let's see. So I do speak four languages, kind of four and a half, with half being Spanish, and then I got Romanian, Hungarian, German, and a little bit of English, right? And
you need some work on your English.
I do.
And can you say pleased to meet you in all of those languages?
Oh, man. There's a lot of jumbled stuff up there, but foarte bun că ne-am cunoscut is in Romanian, and, you know, I could go on and on, but...
What would you say your favorite pair of cleats are to wear on game day?
You know, I have these old LTs. They're Nikes. They came out in 2001, but I'm so superstitious, I have to wear them every game. So those are my favorite cleats to wear.
If you could go anywhere on a dream vacation, where would you go?
I don't do much, so vacations are, they're all the same to me. Wherever we go, I sit in my room and watch SpongeBob, so it really don't matter.
Is SpongeBob your favorite TV show?
By far.
Really?
Yeah. who lives in this pineapple under the sea.
Coming up on Totally Patriots. The Super Bowl came a little early this year. The Super Bowl of science, that is. Professor Fritz is back for one last hurrah. He's breaking it all down this week.
Yikes! I wouldn't mind having these guys as bodyguards.
And we're bringing you more of the best of Pat's chat. What's your favorite moment?
My God, I've just started dancing like this.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. I know a lot of you on break from school right now, but I hope you had a great semester, you know, getting good grades, studying hard, actually learning something. I know that I've learned a lot from Professor Fritz. I mean, as crazy as he is, I've actually learned a lot from him this season. Sean, did you know that force equals mass times acceleration? And Newton's third law, it's taken me like 10 minutes just to remember that. I really.
I could see you were taking notes.
Yeah, hold on. I'll be ready for this time. I'll be ready. Professor right, Fritz yeah. on standby.
Get your pencils and notebooks out. We've got Professor Fritz for his final review.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. How you doing? As the regular season comes to the close, a lot of teams out there getting ready for the playoffs, and we're going to have our annual review, the Super Bowl of Science. Now, this year was dedicated to the players, so let's take a look at some of the plays they made last year and see if we can construct the ultimate football play. When dreaming up the perfect player, one of the first things that comes to mind is speed. Edelman and Woodhead both ran their 40-yard dash in under 4.65 seconds. But Wes Welker demonstrated amazing speed when he received a 99-yard touchdown pass from Tom Brady. Welker traveled 82 yards in 9.08 seconds. Using algebra, we can figure out that he ran 0.046 miles in 0.003 hours. By taking the speed of his run, 0.046 miles, and dividing that by the time, 0.003 hours, we can see that Welker ran 15 and a third miles per hour. Next, we need a player with great strength. Who better to look at than the defensive line? NFL linemen have been known to exert 1.1 horsepower when they fire off the line in one single moment of time. Horsepower is the ability to raise 1 ton or 2,000 pounds of mass 3.3 inches above the ground per second. After these powerhouses burst off the line, they hit the quarterback on average with 1,100 pounds of force. Ouch. Yikes! I wouldn't mind having these guys as bodyguards. Oh. You know, you can't win football games without making touchdowns. And the key to touchdowns is catch radius. And Gronkowski is the key. The radius of Gronkowski's wingspan is half of his 7-foot wingspan, or 3.5 feet. Therefore, 3.5 times 3.5 times 3.14 equals 38.5 square feet. Now, if we add in his vertical leap of 33 and a half inches, we'd multiply that by 7 feet equals an area of 19 square feet. We add that on to the 38.5, and now we have a catch radius of 57.5 square feet. If we then consider his broad jump, which is his side-to-side movement of 9 feet 11 inches to each side of his body, we get a total of 19 feet 10 inches times a 7-foot wingspan. We get an area of 138 square feet. Add it to the 57.5 square feet, and we get a total catch radius of 195.5 square feet. To be a good field goal kicker, start by kicking the football at the correct angle and in the perfect spot, the sweet spot. It is located on the seam of the ball, 1.5 to 2.5 inches down from the thickest part of the ball. Secondly, having a speedy, optimal trajectory is key when field goals are attempted. What this means is that the kicker wants the ball to increase in elevation so it can steer clear of the defensive line. The best launch angle for a kick is 45 degrees. Lastly, momentum is a critical component for successful splitting of the uprights. The truth of the matter is, the higher the amount of momentum, the greater the amount of force projected on the football. Don't forget about the touchdown dance. Gronk taught us a little something about strength and spiking the ball. After all, he's been known to spike the ball at 60 miles per hour, creating 650 pounds of force. That's a kaboom. These are just a few things that make for the ultimate player. Strength plus speed plus scoring ability make Professor Fritz's freakishly fantastic football star. Oh, I bet Belichick would like to get a guy that has all this stuff together. Unfortunately, we haven't found one on Earth yet. Maybe Belichick needs to scout outside the solar system. Man, I don't know. Anyway, it's been a great season. I hope you learned. I hope you laughed. Do your best in school, because as you can see, knowledge is power, baby. I'm Professor Fritz. That's how we do that.
Aw, I'm going to miss Professor Fritz. It's been so cool to learn how these players make all those amazing plays.
It really is, and it's cool, too, because you get to actually meet the players. Yeah. You had some amazing moments in Pat's chat. Let's check back into the hall, some of your best of and favorite moments, plus some never-before-seen footage.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have two older sisters.
Do they ever bully you growing up?
Yeah, when I was younger, they used to pick on me. But as I got bigger, I could take both of them at the same time. So eventually I got to be on top.
Did they ever do anything like put makeup on you or dress you up?
Makeup, dress up. I think at one time I got dressed up in my sister's, you know, Jasmine costume from Aladdin. So there are some embarrassing photos of me as a youth.
Can you do a Boston accent for us?
Yeah, park the car, huh?
Did you have a role model growing up?
other than my parents, I always looked up to The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's because I was like real heavy into wrestling when I was younger, and he was just, every time he came out, he's just, you know, the most electrifying guy in, you know, sports entertainment today. So, you know, he was always kind of my guy a little bit.
As a rookie, have there been any pranks that have been played on you?
Yeah, there have been a couple pranks on me. You know, usually guys just like to mess with you a little bit, but, you know, it's nothing too crazy.
All right, we need an example.
Let me think. So Logan Makins, right, he had this, like, this stink spray, right? You know, it was kind of like a stink spray, and then he'd spray it on a bunch of towels, and he put it under my locker, and it smelled really bad, but we couldn't figure out what the smell was because it was just a normal clean towel, I thought. You know, so I'm out here looking like, what smells so bad? You know, I can't figure it out. And then finally Logan tells me, hey, check the towel, man. And I smelled it and it was awful. And that was probably the best one he got me with.
I didn't know they made stink spray.
Neither did I.
Now, you have a brother who plays in the NFL, and you also have a brother who is a UFC mm-hmm. fighter. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't even imagine what it was like in your household growing up.
Very competitive. Yeah, I have a brother that plays for the Baltimore Ravens. And my other brother, his name's John Bones Jones. It's his UFC fight name. He's a light heavyweight champion of the world. But we're always wrestling and fighting. Like, my dad, he bought wrestling mats and he put them in our basement. And as soon as I got home from school, I would throw my backpack off and we just started wrestling as soon as we got home from school. So I feel like that's the reason why we're always fighting and so competitive. It's because of that competitive nature.
Did you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? I used to cut a little rug back in the days, but
you know what that means. You got to dance up here for us now. Come
gonna,
on, you're trying show. To dance.
Dance. Hit him with a little two-step.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows? It all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants, the new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. This season, we've seen some pretty interesting sides of the players in Tilted. You can run, but you can't hide, boys. We got it on tape. Y'all get a little goofy throughout the season and have some fun. That's what Tilted is all about. Let's have a look at some of the epic ridiculousness and craziness right now.
Okay, that wasn't exactly what I was expecting for a Tilted recap. Let's see your Tilted face.
Tilted? This face is tilted all the time. I always feel like something's a little off balance.
All right, let's try this again. Roll the tape.
Where do I start? Everything about me is weird, but I'd rather be super weird than super boring.
I am Count Dracula. I will suck your blood.
I can swing dance. I can flip. I can do it all.
Alright, come here. Come here. You'll be fine. Come back in. Something like that.
Do I have any special talents? I can actually levitate.
The weirdest thing I've ever had to experience with a fan is I was signing autographs one day and somebody wanted me to sign their baby and I didn't know what to do. So I looked at my agent like, should I do it? Should I sign? He's like, yeah. And so I ended up signing the baby.
My favorite movie are the three Lord of the Rings movies. Maybe a little My Precious. Great movies. Love them.
When I sneeze, I have a really high-pitched sneeze.
Achoo!
Like that. And oftentimes I've told that my sneeze sounds like a girl sneezing.
Achoo!
See, some of the guys seem so serious on the field, and then, you know, get them in the studio, get them a little tilted.
They really let loose. I mean, some of them are a little nuts.
They might be. I hope they didn't hear that because they're big dudes. More tilted now.
I put my hands up to play myself.
Miley Cyrus is a musical artist that will be not embarrassing, but I won't want anyone to know.
Who?
Party in the USA, every game, going to on the bus, headed to the stadium.
In the team shower, I always belt out,
"Everybody dance now!"
And then the guys start with the beat.
I seen a bunch of UFOs. I think when I was 9, 10, me and my homeboys getting up on top of the house. 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, looking up in the sky. And only thing I remember is the flying object leaving. Something green. Never seen any aliens, though.
So. That's the only way I can ride a roller coaster. I have to scream.
Oh, my kind of ride.
My favorite music artist growing up was Michael Jackson. Beat It was one of my favorite songs, plus the little Thriller night.
Have I ever worn female clothing of any type? I know my sister really tried to make me dress up a lot when I was a little kid. You know, she would always put makeup on me and stuff. And I always thought it was really weird until, you grow up and you're like, that is weird.
Do I have any unique skills? I mean, I can flare my nostrils if that counts. But I can dance. I feel like I can dance a little bit.
You know, it might be a sack dance or something, but you ready? It goes like this.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Shauna, it's been a fun season. It went by way too fast,
so
though.
So fast.
Let's do it again. Redo.
Do it all again.
From the top.
Hey, as great as 2012 has been, though, I'm feeling good things for 2013. I don't want to jinx us, but I think a playoff run is going to be really great.
I think so. That's right. Don't jinx us. January and February are going to be big months for the Patriots for sure. We want to thank the Patriots for hanging out with us and getting to know Shauna one-on-one. Got to interview him. Lots of exclusives for you guys. And shout out to you guys at home for hanging with us all season long.
And hey, Romeo.
We'll miss you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll take you out with some highlights from the season. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you next season.
Touchdown to Rob Gronkowski. Diving catch. Money. Touchdown.
Wow.
Touchdown, Aaron Hernandez. Drop in the backfield for a loss. Brandon Spikes.
He's a bad man.
Long and deep open. Caught. Down. Five and in. Touchdown.
And Brady loves it right now.
Gronk has it. Touchdown. 20, 25. Man to beat. 30, 35, 40. He's going all the way, Devin McCourty. He is going to be hit and sacked. Fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
Fires to the end zone. It is caught.
Touchdown. The Gronker. Did he sack? What a play by Chandler Jones. Bangs into a man and keeps going. Oh, what a run by Stephen Ridley.
Today is all good.
Handoff comes to Gandy. What a big hole to the left. He's to the five. He's in the end zone. Wow. Intercepted. To the far side. That's Talib. He's at the 15. 10-5. Touchdown. Akib Talib. Welcome to New England. A mix up in the backfield. Stretches. The ball. Down it goes. Patriots pick up the fumble. Running into the end zone for a touchdown. Charging from the right side. Gerard Mayo in the blitz. Shoots it long and deep, wide open, touchdown! Ball is on the ground, Patriots have it. Touchdown, Danny Woodhead.